those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
There are no questions on notice at item 3.2.2 at this point. We'll move on to item 3.2.3, questions without notice from the public. I would ask anyone who would like to ask a question to come up to the microphone, stating their name and address and asking their question. Thank you.
Right. Trevor Smith, 7 Glen Court, Devonport. Dear Chairperson, I wish to submit this question. With reference to file number 31375, you state that the line markings were found to be in good condition, except for the line markings on the two road bumps, which was somewhat worn. Why did you redo the two painted pedestrian crossings closer to the Splash Aquatic Centre, which were in the same state as the road bumps? These repainted road crossings were completed at least 2 months ago. So if it's good enough to have those crossings done, it should be the same for the existing road humps. Why has it taken so long for the council workers to notice that the tree at 209 Best Street, Devonport, needs its branches trimmed? Even Australia Post workers struggle to ride their bikes under this tree. This issue has come up before with question time. Could I have a written reply to those two questions?
Thank you,
please?
Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Acting Mayor Rockliffe. My name's Douglas Janney, 23 Watkinson Street, Devonport. At what year in the long-term financial plan, ending in 2025-26, is it forecast that the multi-storey car park will generate revenue in excess of all costs?
I'd have to take that on notice, Mr. Janney. I don't have the long-term financial plan in front of me.
Thank you.
Rodney Russell, 225 Steel Street, Devonport. My question is in relation to the August meeting at Devonport City Council, which was Devonport City Council's response to question 4 of Bob Vellacott's question. Devonport City Council's response was, Council has no intention of providing itemised costing information to you or anyone else not directly associated with the project. Excellent answer. My question is, was it really necessary for the Devonport City Council to add the next sentence to the answer?
Obviously, we felt it was at that point. Thank you.
Okay.
Did you have another question?
Yes, I do. When will the Devonport Regional Gallery sign be removed from the old gallery in Stewart Street?
I'm assuming when we move the gallery into the new building.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other questions?
Malcolm Gardam, 4 Beaumont Drive, Mindatta. Question 1. We've repeatedly been told by Council that Providore Place, Devonport Proprietor Limited, is fully responsible for the food pavilion, including running the markets, events, and securing and managing tenants such as the Tasmania Chip Company Proprietary Limited, Charlotte Jack Restaurant, and the Southern Wild Distillery. Has Providore Place Devonport Proprietary Limited been paying lease payments to the council since first use of these respective areas of the food pavilion?
I'll take that on notice. Thank you, Mr. Gardam. Did you have another question?
Yeah, question 2. Is the income from the Providore Place food pavilion as expected and in accord with Council's budget? And if not, what is the approximate percentage received of the budgeted amount?
Again, I'll respond in writing. Thank you, Mr. Garden.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll foreshadow a third question.
Thank you. Are there any other questions? No? Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Bob Vellacott, 11 Cocker Place, Devonport. Mayor and Alderman, I note in the agenda for this evening's meeting the following is listed in the closed session. Item 8.3, Living City Waterfront Development Application Lodgement, and 8.4, Hotel Land Sale. I suggest it would be fair to say, because this is the last meeting before the results of the council election are known, council could now be considered as being in a caretaker mode. I also suggest it would be only reasonable and to show good prudence to defer any such important decisions and others listed tonight that would enforce the newly elected council to implement and carry out, other than, of course, those of an administrative and essential nature. Would you therefore, Acting Mayor and Alderman, extend that courtesy to the future Aldermen, whoever they may be, who will preside after the elections in this chamber?
I'm not sure what the question is, Mr. Vellacott. The question is... I'm sorry, your question is...
Well, the question was... Would you therefore, Acting Mayor and Alderman, extend that courtesy of deferring important motions that's listed, as I previously said, to any future Alderman, whoever they may be, who will preside after the election in this chamber? You'd like a copy.
No, that's fine, Mr. Vellacott. Local government is different to state and federal government. Local government is different to state and federal government in that we do not go into a caretaker mode. We are the council of this city until the calling of till the declaration of the polls for this current election. So it's our responsibility to make decisions for this city at this point. Thank you. Did you have another question?
I fully understand,
Mr. Vellacott,
that you are in caretaker mode.
Mr. Vellacott,
all
this
I am
isn't
requesting
a debate.
A little bit of courtesy to those of it. I think it would be contemptuous if you denied
we
them
are
that
not
privilege.
Being, we are simply carrying out our duties as is expected of us, Mr. Vellacott. Did you have another question?
I do have another question.
Thank you.
In Appendix A of Council's long-term financial plan, specific assumptions for Living City project, it states, it is assumed that Council will dispose of the land for the hotel development in 2019-2020 for $1 million. Does Council intend to convert the property into a greenfield site before disposing of it? And will Council disclose the actual cost that's borne by ratepayers for the purchase and improvements of the property intended to be disposed of for the hotel?
That will be a decision that will happen in closed session, Mr. Vellacott. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'll reserve the right for another question.
Any other members of the gallery have a question at this point? With no other questions from anyone else. In that case, Mr. Garland, you're welcome to have your third question.
Jumped the gun, did I?
Just a tad.
Madam Chair, question three. At the last... Malcolm Garland, Paul Beaumont Drive. At the last meeting, the General Manager advised in response to a question on the Development Manager's contract that was due to expire on the 18th of September 2018. There is no extension to the contract. They have contractual obligations under the contract to finalise with the Stage 1 development. So my question is Grant Hurst being retained in any capacity whatsoever relating to Stage 2 new retail precinct or the Stage 3 waterfront precinct?
No.
The answer's no?
The answer's no.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Vellacott, did you have a third question?
Has Council sought permission from Tasports and received a positive reply in regard to the proposal to construct a marina as part of the waterfront development?
Mr. Vellacott, the marina is part of the private development as far as the hotel, etc., is concerned. It's not, won't be Council's responsibility.
Yeah, so you haven't received permission yet?
We haven't sought permission. I beg your pardon, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mr. Atkins, did you have...
Through you, Madam Chair, that's correct. The marina is part of the scope of the hotel developer, but we've also, as Council, had some negotiations with Tasports and Tasrail and all the authorities that are sort of in that area.
So just to clarify, you have had discussions, but at this point you haven't got authority to put a marina, but you'll be going ahead with all the plans, I take it, before that?
No, the marina isn't part of our proposal.
It just seems a little bit back to front, that's all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Questions on notice from Aldermen. At this time, we don't have any, so we will move on to item 3.4.1, which is a notice of motion from Alderman Laycock.
Thank you, Mayor.
I'll just wait until the gentlemen have taken their seats. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Alderman Laycock.
The motion is as read. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Do we have a seconder? Alderman Matthews. Alderman Laycock.
Thank you, Mayor. The motion's fairly straightforward. It came about when I realised that HMAS Warramunga was coming into Devonport in the near future. Just like to go back a little bit. Devonport Council's had lots of visits from Navy ships. We've had the Huon, the Hawkesbury, the Stuart and the Perth. There's a lot more that I can't remember the names of, but we've always been a popular port for that. A visit by a naval ship is very beneficial to our community, and the two reasons there, of course, is the hospitality and jobs. As you would be aware, half the ship's crew go on shore leave and take in the local sites, and I remember being with one of the commanders at a function once, and he said that they do buy a lot of product when they're in port, because sometimes they've come from deployment and haven't been back to their home port and they're going back to their families. So it's nothing unusual to see them taking a lot back on board, which is really good. You've only got to look at some of the local hotels. I was having a meal with my family there on the Sunday that the Warramunga was in, and there was some crew in there, obviously behaving themselves and having a quiet meal, and it makes you think about the hospitality and the people that are employed when these people come into town. Over the years, I've made some contacts in the Navy with the Commander Curtis being the latest one at Navy headquarters down in Hobart. I was speaking to him after the visit and he said he's very happy to work closely with Devonport Council. He also gave me the name of a retired Rear Admiral who works in Hobart. I won't give his name out at this point, but happy to pass it on to Council staff. He said that he is the gentleman that you would speak to about getting some of the ships in from the American Navy fleets. I did notice in the officer's comments that we'd need to get the support of Tasports. I've contacted them and they've said there's not a problem with that. They don't go out to look for ships to come in, but they would do whatever they can when working with Navy headquarters in Hobart to make sure that there's a berth available. I think it all comes back to the fact that we don't have the cruise ships come in anymore. They go to Burnie, and to be perfectly honest, I don't think we get a lot out of the cruise ships when they're actually berthed in Devonport. However, when they're in Burnie and the busloads come through, there's usually a couple of busloads, some of our facilities are very lucky to get that, and there's a little bit of shopping, but I would nearly suggest these days not as much as what goes back onto some of the Navy ships. Unless we're flying our flags for these visits, lots of opportunities are going to go right past us. I was told of a new British aircraft carrier coming to Melbourne in the future, in the near future, and when they're that large, those carriers have smaller ships like the Anzacs and the mine sweepers with them, and they're always looking for somewhere to pull into port, and he said it's nothing unusual for them to come across the strait and to berth in one of the coastal ports like Devonport. So, you know, there's lots of pluses for this, and of course also when talking to naval people over the years, they have said, and I felt it's been quite genuine, how they will come back and visit with their families. They just loved it and they only had such a short time space to visit, and that wasn't long enough. But as I said, on jobs, it's always been a good thing because there's been able, and I will quote in a letter that those of us that did go on board just recently, we got a letter from Commander Luke Ryan, and he said here, the Warramunga had the opportunity to support a number of highly successful Defence Force recruiting cadets and the Australian Maritime College visits. And it was an opportunity for the ship's company to visit some of the sites around Devonport. So we have a lot of people in Tasmania and Australia, wherever, that sign up for a career with the forces, and the Navy is particularly popular. So when there's a ship in port, there's usually tours for these people to go on board and to go through, get first-hand knowledge of what it's like to be actually on a Navy ship. So on saying that, I probably get the wind up very soon, but I just want to say that I'm happy to meet with staff and pass on all the contacts, and hoping that all my fellow aldermen support this notice of motion.
Thank you, Alderman Thank you. Alderman Matthews.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Look, I totally agree with Alderman Laycock on this. I think highlighted particularly in the last visit from HMAS Warramunga, I think that was a great success. They were here for 3 days, and certainly the economic benefits to the city would have been great. I think there's no doubt about that. We certainly need to encourage further visits, and I think Alderman Luckock did mention not just the Australian Navy, but American and other nations. I think it's great to have visibility of the Navy ships in our port. I think it's really good for morale, and also the possibility of people who are looking for careers. There's definitely it may encourage people to go into the forces as a career. So, look, really, realistic, I think it's a great motion. I think we should very much, very well support it. So, thank you.
Any other comments?
That was on.
Oh, sorry, Alderman Perry.
Yeah. Thanks, Madam Chair. Yeah, look, I'm going to support the motion. I think Alderman Laycock put plenty of preamble into it and summed it up, and Alderman Matthews' comments also reiterated that. I think anything that brings in a big event or an amount of people into Devonport has to be good, and that's what we're all about growing the city. We're not going to be.
We're not going to be using a lot of resources to find out whether we can get a few more naval ships into our port. So, to me, it just makes a lot of sense, and once again builds into the Devonport city growing into the city that we all want it to become. And I think this is just another notch in that belt. Thank you.
Thanks, Alderman Perry. Any other comments? Alderman Laycock to close.
Consider it closed, ma'am.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 4.0 is planning authority matters, which we don't have any of this evening. Item 5.1 is the tender report for the supply and delivery of side-loading garbage truck. Do I have a mover?
So moved, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Or do I have a seconder?
I'll second that.
Alderman Perry? Just. Alderman Goodwin.
Thanks, Mayor Rockwood. Not a great deal to say. We've put it out to tender. There's been four that complied. Isuzu is the cheapest one, and it is a good product. And of course, the only thing is, it's outside the budget summations, but I'm sure the general manager will be able to sort that out by some method or other. So nothing further to add. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Alderman Perry.
Yeah, not much to add, Madam Mayor. I just look at the last paragraph on page 14 where it says deferring the purchase will keep the existing trucking service and potentially give rise to increased downtime and maintenance costs. So I think now's the time to do what we need to do. We've got the best price we can and we move forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Alderman Goodwin to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.2 is the tender contract report for the Eastern Shore toilet block.
So moved.
Alderman Jarman. Alderman Milne, thank you. Alderman Jarman.
This kind of just completes what we're trying to achieve in that area. It's going to be wonderful. I just might have a question, if I may, just to clarify, I suppose, for myself. The word that they're using is an accessible shower. So before there used to be just an outdoor shower, but this is a closed off section now that people can utilise properly, I believe.
Looking at the map.
That's right, yeah, through you, Madam Chair, you're on page 16. The room on the left.
Yeah. I suppose I'm just clarifying it because I was asked by a member of the public about that and I said I would find out for sure. So now it's in the report. People can hear that now, so that's great. So it's going to be a wonderful thing, and can't wait to see everything finished off over there, and a wonderful thing for the community over on that side of the river. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Milne.
This new block having, you know, disability facilities, both shower and wheelchair toilet and ambulance toilet is like, it's about time. It's great. And it'll just complement the ramp to get to the beach as well, so it's just we're becoming more accessible all the time. That's really great. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Jarman to close. Thank you.
Oh, let's consider that closed. Thank you.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 5.3 is a report on the Tasmanian Masters Games. Option B, thank you, Alderman Matthews. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second that for discussion. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman Matthews.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Look, I strongly believe that we've got to foster these types of occasions, and as we're all aware, at one stage, we were planning on having the Tasmanian Masters Games in October this year, 2018, but that didn't occur for a number of reasons, financial being the main one, and support. So that went by the board. But I think that the motion that states that we'll proceed with the event in 19 and 20, understanding that this will require funding to be sourced and or allocate as part of the council's budget. Well, it's very important that we have external funding for this. An amount of $70,000 was included in the Tasmanian Masters Games business plan, and that sort of funding was going to be sourced from the state government as well as local sponsorship, but this didn't happen for this year. That's the reason why it didn't occur. But that gives it another year to look very seriously at having this particular event. Timing is also important, where it shouldn't be clashing with other national events, and I think that's part and parcel, because if they are competing elsewhere, well, it's going to be hard for them to come here. But I think we've got to continue on, and if we can foster the next year for it to occur, I think it's great for the economy. It's great for the local community. So I think realistically, if it's possible for it to be held next year, I think that should occur. But obviously there's a lot of things have to happen for it to be able to take place. So if we wipe it completely, I think then it's gone for what amount of time. But at least this gives it an option for it to be looked as a possibility for next year, and if it doesn't happen then, well, maybe further on, but I think it should be pursued. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Matthews. Alderman Perry.
Thanks, Madam Chair. I can't support option B. I take on board everything Alderman Matthews has said, but quite frankly, the timing and logistics for these games are highly problematic, not only for this year, but in any year, because of Tasmania's weather. We need to have these things in October, no earlier than October and no later than November. Now, there are always Masters games of one kind or another, not only around Australia, but around the world, that are going to make our own Tasmania Masters games highly problematic and, to be quite honest, a vexing project for our council staff to undertake. So I think we shelve it completely for now. If the Masters Games landscape changes in future years, well, we'll know that, and then we'll roll it back out, and then we'll have a look at it and say, well, this has all changed. Alice Springs no longer happens. The Gold Coast no longer happens. Here's our chance. And I think at that point, the council of the day can make that decision. But for now, I think we just shelve it, take it off our books, take that vexing issue off the books for our staff, and move on. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Perry. Do I have any other speakers?
Yeah.
Alderman Milne?
I think the scope of the Masters Games makes it too restrictive as well. I think if we, in the future, did revisit having some sort of games, it should be more inclusive, and not sort of something that's already well established all around the country, Masters Games here and there. We need to have something that's going to encourage people to come here, a unique venture, not something that's just basically copying what other people are doing. And the cost involved is like just too much for council to bear when we've got priorities to do, you know, other things, footpaths, for instance. So I don't think the Masters Games should be on our agenda in the near future. You know, down the track, maybe. And, you know, down the track, something more inclusive, but definitely not at this time. Thanks.
Thank you. Alderman Jarman. Did you? Alderman Lacol.
Thank you, Mayor. While I see where Jeff's coming from with the motion, I can see straight out, having chased sponsorship for many years, there's not enough lead-in time. We're not talking about $200 or $100 from a business here and there. We're talking about thousands of dollars to get this up and running for sponsorship. Large companies that would be more likely to have that type of money are already doing those budgets. So apart from not enough lead-in time, and as Alderman Perry has said, we can revisit any time, and I think that's the way to go. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Emerton.
Thank you, Mayor. I actually have been a supporter of the Tasmania Masters Games and certainly enjoyed playing in them. But I sense there's a lack of appetite around our table to pursue it, because I think to make it successful it would require a huge amount of energy and indications from council staff, and that is that we've got so many events that we're running that to have an additional major event, which this would be quite taxing. I think personally that's disappointing, but it is a reality, and around this table we always have to look at what are the competing priorities, because there always will be other competing priorities. So I would like to support it, but from the point of view of personal thoughts and the benefits it could bring our region, but I'm weighing that up with the challenges that it brings with it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Alderman Matthews to close.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Look, I can see where are coming from, and look, I don't disagree with what they're saying. The only problem that I see is once something like this is shelved, it could be years and years before there's an opportunity for it to return. And of course, part of it, as it says in the option B, I understand it's going to require funding to be stored.
Oh, excuse me, Alderman Matthews. Thank you.
So it does, and it needs a driver, and that's not necessarily council. It doesn't necessarily to be council, but there's got to be community organisations that really put behind this, and that will take the pressure off. And if that happens, of course, and of course, timing of the event, if it's competing with major centres from the mainland, yes, that's going to make it very, very difficult. So there are a lot of reasons why it may not even occur even if we do pass option B. So look, I understand where
thank you, Alderman Matthews. I will put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against?
Nay.
I will ask for a show of hands. Those in favour, Alderman Matthews, Alderman Emerton. Those against? Alderman Milne, Alderman Perry, Alderman Rockliffe, Alderman Goodwin, Alderman Jarman, Alderman Laycock. The motion is lost. I would ask for an alternative motion, please.
We'll move the motion that option A be accepted.
Alderman Goodwin, Alderman Perry. Thank you. Right. Alderman Goodwin?
Nothing further to add.
Alderman Perry?
Thanks, Mayor. It's all been said. I just want to reiterate that if there is an opportunity in the future, I've got no doubt this council will take it with open arms, or any future council, because we are progressive. So I think we can leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Alderman Jarman.
Thank you. Look, I just want to point out we've had a lot of discussion over the times with this. It's not done lightly on thinking that we shouldn't do something like this of this calibre. There are a lot of Masters games. I compete in Masters games. I know, it's a shock. Thank you, Alderman Perry. But with the Pony Club. So there's lots of different facilities and sporting organisations that already do Masters games on a regular basis here and do it very successfully. So for us to try and take on something that's quite a new concept, really, doing Tasmanian Masters games, is a wonderful idea. However, it just doesn't add up to me of being successful. And we've got to be very careful of what we do, and we need to do something and do it really well. So I certainly don't think that we're losing Masters games as such. We're just not taking one that's called Tasmania. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Alderman Matthews?
I'm wrong with that. Yes, look, I can concur. I can certainly agree with that. I think if they're going to be done, they've got to be done properly. You don't do something and say, oh, look, yes, OK, it got half the support that it should have got. And, you know, really, if that happens, it's going to take years for it to resurface. So when it does happen, it's got to have it, got to be done properly, and it's got to be taken on by the community or organisations within the community to make it work. So anyway, that's really all I need to say.
Thank you. Any other comments? Alderman Goodwin, to close.
I think
thank you, Alderman Goodwin. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? I'll ask for a show of hands. Those in favour of the option, Alderman Milne, Alderman Perry, Alderman Rockliffe, Alderman Emerton, Alderman Goodwin, Alderman Laycock, Alderman Jarman. Those against, Alderman Matthews. The motion is carried. Thank you, everyone. Item 5.4, Taste the Harvest financial support request from Lions City. Do I have a mover, please?
Yes, I move, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Do I have a seconder?
Second.
Alderman Jarman. Alderman Goodwin.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. We have done this in the past, I think. It's been visited, and we haven't had to dip into the kitty that I can recall, and once again, it shows council supportive of the volunteer organisations, and of course, for the event that it is a major event within the municipality. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Jarman.
Yes, thank you. Look, I certainly think this is a good idea to do again. And look, if this wonderful club that puts on a great event, and for once it doesn't have to be a council event, it can be council supported, but it's great that we have these wonderful organisations out there that will put their hand up and volunteer and run these events for us, for the community. And I certainly support it. If there were ever going to be a time for them to turn around and say, can we have some help, was only last year when they had a huge downpour in the morning. And this is the problem, you can't control the weather. And they still ran the event and still had a lot of people turn up in the afternoon when the clouds went away. So, and I think that was to credit to them, really, because they could have turned around and asked us for some help then, and they didn't. So I certainly support it. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Perry.
Thanks, Madam Chair. Yeah, I support the previous two speakers. When you weigh up the cost versus benefit for this recommendation, it really is an easy decision. This has become and will become more so into the future an iconic event for Devonport, particularly when our riverfront is redeveloped. So I think we need to support this organisation to put on this magnificent event and into the future. And I think, yeah, as I said, I think it's an easy decision for us. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Alderman Goodwin to close.
Consider it closed, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 5.5, Devonport Basketball Council Gymnasium Equipment. Alderman Matthews, do I have a seconder?
I'll second it. Anyone else?
Alderman Milne? Alderman Matthews.
Yep, thank you, Madam Mayor. Look, I think this is a sensible way for council to deal with this. There was discussion with the representative of the basketball council relative to this, and I think the way to go is to gift them the equipment that's that is part of this. All the items, due to their ages, it says, have all been fully depreciated, and there are only two items that have got any value, and a minimum value of just under $2,000. So realistically, I think that's gives the basketball council sole use and control, and then they are responsible for the upkeep of it. So I think this is the way to go. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Milne.
The basketball club are the people that are using the equipment, and initially I did think, oh, they're getting some crappy old equipment, but apparently they're still using it and quite happy with it. So a gift is a gift, so that, you know, it's great that they want it. Thanks.
Thank you. Alderman Perry.
Thanks, Madam Chair. I support the previous two speakers. We have discussed this at a workshop. The equipment's been depreciated down to zero, so it's worth nothing to us on the books. And crucially, we've handed over public liability that goes with that equipment. So it's as much a gift for us as it is for the basketball club. So I hope we can support it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Alderman Matthews to close.
Consider it closed, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.6 is a report on capital projects funding and carry forwards. Do I have a mover of the
so moved, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Alderman Goodwin. Do I have a seconder?
Well, I'll second if no one else wants.
Thank you, Alderman Perry. Alderman Goodwin.
Great deal to add to it, Madam Mayor. Just the capital projects carried forward, and they'll no doubt be completed in this 18-19 year, I would imagine. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Perry.
Yeah, nothing much to add, Madam Chair. It's just a report really advising us of what has been carried forward, so there's nothing in there that's perplexing. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Matthews.
Oh, sorry.
No? Any other comments, questions? Alderman Goodwin to close.
Consider it closed, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.1, workshops and briefing sessions.
Seconded.
Alderman Matthews, Alderman Laycock. Alderman Matthews.
Nothing further to add, Madam Mayor. Just a number of workshops and briefings, so Nothing to add. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Laycock.
Nothing to add, Mayor. Thank you.
Any comments, questions? Alderman Matthews to close.
Consider it.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.2, Mayor's report.
Moved.
Thank you. Alderman Laycock. Alderman Milne. Alderman Laycock.
Nothing further to add. I think it's all there. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Alderman Milne?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
These are weird.
Hang on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well done. Good job. Lots of work out there. Being busy. And keep up the good work. Thank you.
Any other comments, questions? Alderman Laycock to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.3 is the General Manager's report for October.
So moved.
Alderman Jarman. Do I have a seconder?
Yes, seconder.
Alderman Goodwin. Alderman Jarman.
I just want to bring up three things to just point out, I suppose, is the main reason. On page 32, you met with the representatives of the Multicultural Council of Tasmania, a wonderful organisation. So nice to see them getting about the state and meeting with us. And we had a separate meeting with them that night with some of our multicultural representatives of the town too, so it was wonderful. I think it's very important that we do more with that, and I hope that we can look more into this Welcoming Cities initiative and see if we can help make that come to reality sooner rather than later. I did notice that there's an International Day of People with Disability for the 3rd of December. It'd be great if that could happen too. I'm sure that that's going ahead, is that right? Are we aiming to?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
Just waiting on TASTAC to confirm their involvement.
Excellent. Great. They usually have a really good expo up in Burnie, so it's good to see that we can try and do something down this end too. And also the Monster Carnival at Roundhouse Park in lieu of the Devonport Show. That would be a great thing if we could make that happen too, and I know that you're looking at that at the moment. I certainly think that the kids of the area are a little bit sad that they didn't get to have their show as they look at it, so it'd be interesting to see if we can get that to go ahead too. So it's good that the Showman's Guild are being proactive. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Goodwin is the seconder of the motion.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Just on page 32, 5.2, you met with the CEO of TasRail. Can you give you much of an enlightenment in relation to...
Through you, Madam Chair. It was mainly an update as a result of, at that stage, it was very early after the train derailment. And it was a discussion around the process that they were following to remove the train from the area, but also the reinstatement of council's infrastructure as part of that process as well, which is now obviously underway. There's been some works has already happened, but there's more to occur, is my understanding at this stage.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Alderman?
Question's been asked.
Okay, thank you. Alderman Matthews?
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. Just item 3.6, met with the representatives of the Rotary Club, Devonport North, discussing the Mersey Seawalk, agreed to support the steering committee in progressing the development of grant applications. Just anything further to add on that, Mr. General Manager?
Through you, Madam Chair. Not much more than what's there. Essentially, it was to update the Rotary Club on the Council's decisions. The main person from the Rotary Club was actually away on leave when Council made that decision, so this was the first opportunity to meet with him and discuss the outcome. And we've certainly indicated that assistance can be provided from Council, particularly in relation to some of the grant application processes, and just moving that forward. Certainly, as part of Council's resolution, it was indicated that you wanted to ensure that the steering committee of the Rotary Club was to continue involvement in all of this, and they are certainly very keen to do that, and will be doing so.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Jarman to close.
Thank you, and I will just point out that congratulations to Council for running a wonderful lunch and for the ratepayers that have paid for over 50 years of paying rates. It's certainly well received, and I love seeing the fact that it's growing every year. And it's just such a nice, I suppose I could say, just a warm fuzzy. Everybody just loves the idea of it, and everybody there just really reaps the benefits. So thank you. Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 7.1, Infrastructure Works and Development Committee report and recommendation. Alderman Matthews, do I have a seconder?
You
Alderman
do,
Laycock,
Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Matthews.
No, nothing further to add, Madam Mayor.
Alderman Laycock.
Nothing to add, Mayor. It's all there in the report from the committee. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Matthews to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. That being the final item on the open part of the agenda, before we finish, I would simply like to publicly acknowledge the two retiring aldermen in the room who we know won't be back. So I would like to thank both Alderman Emerton and Alderman Matthews for their contribution. One, Alderman Matthews over a fairly long period of time, Alderman Emerton over the course of one life of this council, but your both of your contributions have been immense, and I certainly appreciate your support and your work over that period of time, and I want to thank you for that, and I wish you both well in whatever happens next. So thank you. And on that note, I would like to... yeah, absolutely. ask for a mover into closed session, please. Alderman Laycock. And a seconder, Alderman Perry. No discussion. I'll move to put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion's carried unanimously. Thank you to the gallery, and stay tuned for the next episode. Thank you. And I'll close the meeting at 6:19.